Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Are you out of your mind tonight?
That chick is like on planet I don't know where.
Give me a freaking break, okay? I have been a freaking diva for 40 freaking years.
I think it sucks.
What do you mean? Like Cher?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Share and Retweet, the podcast that journeys down the rabbit hole that is Share's Twitter feed. I am one of your big holiday sacks of gifts, Justin Porter.
I am a small lump of coal that you discovered underneath your Christmas tree, Andy Bellock.
I don't deserve this. Get me out of here. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is, in fact, our last episode of 2018.
It is. It is. We're going on break for a couple weeks, and we'll be back in the new year.
Oh, yes.
New year, new styles, new tweets.
Oh, what a time to be alive it's going to be. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcast or Spotify Podcast or Google Podcast or Gidgeemo Podcast.
And of course, follow us on the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
And if you feel like it, follow us home.
Yeah, sure. Please.
Why not?
Stalk us. Now, Andy.
Yes, Justin.
It's been another...
I swear to God.
Mediocre, average week for Share. Another big week for the rest of us.
I'm so glad this year is over. I'm exhausted.
I don't know how she does it, because it's just so much.
She doesn't sleep.
Yeah, so let's dig into it.
Share, it's a new Share tweet.
The first tweet that we're going to look at is from December 12th of this year. The last year. The last year.
That we can remember. No years have come before it.
What happened before?
We don't know.
Call it one. So Cher writes, writing life story, sunglass emoji, book due out first part of 2020, confetti emoji, biopic to follow.
Now, this is huge.
That's big. That's two major things that she's announcing.
A book and a biopic that is probably based on the book.
They obviously wouldn't have time to make it at the same time.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know how they write books these days, but I don't think they write the script simultaneously, in parallel.
It's Cher, and what I know is...
You're right. That is what's happening. You're absolutely right, Andy.
When has a timeline ever come into play?
No, yeah, it doesn't matter here. And everyone's excited. Everyone is all... A flutter with excitement.
Well, this was the huge news of the week.
This was the big news.
So Everyone went into overdrive. Everyone was very excited about it. League of Lesbians at queer_Charlie posted, ooh, excited. Honestly, just hoping for awesome merch at the gig.
Hoping for awesome merch. Yes. The key there is hoping. I am just hoping that it'll be awesome merch.
Hope away. Also,
what gig is she talking about? There's no gig mentioned here.
No.
It's a book and a movie. It's not a gig. They don't sell merch at a
at a movie screening. I don't go down to the theater.
They might in 2019.
Well, they might with a Cher biopic. Maybe that's just what is expected with Cher.
I love Tinsel Mortimer at Ben Amershaw has replied, can't wait for you to win your second Oscar for playing yourself. Now, grammatically, is this Tinsel thinking that Cher has won an Oscar for playing herself previously?
I feel like maybe it's a dig.
Okay.
Maybe it's a dig by saying, yeah, great, you're just going to win another Oscar for playing yourself. Like, as in, like, in Moonstruck, she was just playing herself rather than acting.
Yeah.
That's how this reads to me. It reads very shady to me.
Yeah, calm down.
Do you not read that?
I didn't read it shady, but now that you've pointed it out.
Well, how did you...
Shade.
How did you actually...
Shade.
So much shade everywhere.
So much shade.
I can't see any... Where's the sun?
I'm under a bridge.
But was there another way that you took it? Because if there's another way, I would love to read it another way. I can just only hear the shade. But it's weird because there's a heart... there's a little heart at the end.
Yeah. Maybe it's not shade.
It seems positive, but it just came out weirdly.
It came out shady.
Came out shady, Tinsel.
Mind your words, Tinsel, you Christmas tree ornament.
My favorite thing to this is Roger W. Reese.
Oh, yes.
At Roger W. Reese, R-E-I-S.
Yes.
And he replies, Cher, read my book, Helga Island, by me, Roger Reese. It's about my first girlfriend. We met on a resort island in Maine back in 1959. How old were you then? I was 16. ? I'm Roy in the book. And my girlfriend is Lori, a summer in Maine. What is this?
This is a plug.
It's a super plug. But I just love this so much. I play Roy in the book. I'm Roy
in the story of my life.
I'm going to take a leap of faith and guess that you are Roy.
Yeah.
That's what I would have. I would have arrived at that conclusion.
I'm not going to read the book and think that you might be the island or or like
Maine.
Maine?
I'm Maine.
Or a secondary character like Mr. McGillicuddy down the road.
Yeah, who the bakes. Shop owner who always is outside fixing tires and pumping gas.
Yeah.
I mean, this is 1959. So that
in
they
Maine.
In Maine.
That's all I assume. I'm not going to read the book and be like, oh, he's really painted himself into a corner with this Mr. McGillicuddy character.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Roy. Oh, that man.
Oh, he's Roy. Okay, I thought he was the dog. I thought he was the dog that, like, dies in the first chapter.
I thought he was the island that was full of Helgas.
Ah, yes. That does make sense.
Helga.
He's not Roy. He is Helga Island.
He's Helga
Island. Overpopulated with Helgas. We've got too many Helgas. The plot
not
of
enough,
this...
Not enough strudel and too many Helgas.
Our Helgas are going out of their mind because they demand strudel and we don't have enough. I'm Roy, and I can't bake enough strudel.
I also love that, like, he says, Cher, read my book by me, Roger Reese. I mean, yeah.
Yes, my book by me. I get it, Roger.
It's not like I've got a book, and I'm like, read
hey,
my...
Hey, read this book that's in my library.
What's mine?
This is my book.
You can have it for a week.
Can you read it, please?
And then you need to send it back to me.
This is my copy of The Great Gatsby. Can you read my book, The Great Gatsby? Owned by me, Roger Reese.
Then send it back.
And then I'm going to need it back, though.
Yeah, I've got other people to lend it to.
My copy is special. You're going to want to read mine. It's different.
It's different. I've ripped out every
fourth
page.
Gatsby's nice in this one.
Gatsby's nice.
He's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I rewrote a bunch of the pages.
I personally, actually, it is by me. Now that I think about it, it's The Great Gatsby by me, adapted by me, Roger Reese.
I've just stuck it in the covers. Oh, Roger,
you kill me, Roger.
GOPs, Trumps, and thieves.
So, for our political tweet this week, it is actually a series of tweets,
and it is not about Trump.
No, you're right. It's not.
For the second week.
These are not tweets about Donald Trump.
Where is Donald? Donald, clean your room.
Hello, Donald Trump. Yes, for the second time in as many weeks, these tweets are not about Donald Trump. They are a majority are about Joe Biden.
Yes.
So on the 13th of the 12th, the 19th of the 12th, and the 19th of the 12th, Cher has tweeted in order, Biden, America flag, Beto, 2020. And then on the 19th, Biden, American flag, Beto, a winning team, 2020.
She's added a slogan. She's come up with a slogan now. She had the players, she had the year. Then she needed to come up with a slogan.
Yeah.
But she didn't stop there, did she?
She didn't Andy? Stop there. Because on the 19th, again, not happy with her first go around the ringer road tree, she has tweeted, star emoji, Biden, America flag emoji, a rock! Star emoji, a winning team, 2020.
See, what we're witnessing here, Andy, is the creative process.
Is this how swag gets
this
made?
This is exactly the process. Put it out. Oh, it's not ready.
No, it's not ready.
No, hold on.
Put it out.
Put it out.
Oh, no, it's right. Not ready.
I got it. Here it is. Because what she basically realized was she was putting Biden's last name, Biden, and Beto's first name. Which is not how you do, you know, it's not how you do a coupling of people's names for running. Because it's Beto O'Rourke.
I thought Beto and O'Rourke were two separate people.
Oh, you thought she had just been like, nope, I got a new one. No, it's the same thing. Well, it is the same thing. She's just modified it twice.
See, I thought she was whittling it down and being like, what's everyone thinking? Biden and Beto? We don't like it? Oh, well, how about Biden and O'Rourke then?
No, O'Rourke is Beto.
Got it.
Beto O'Rourke.
Got it.
He's a politician from Texas, actually.
Ooh, fancy.
And he almost beat out Ted Cruz in the midterm elections. Almost. Like, very, very, very close.
Okay, cool. Now everyone knows who...
Beto O'Rourke is.
Unfortunately, no one is on board.
No.
With this...
100% against.
Yeah. Oh, I would... Yeah. No one. No one likes this idea. Jake Flores has responded, Cher, no.
Stylish but illegal guillotine has replied, I love you but no, honey. Hashtag no more old white men.
Hansberger Meisterberger at Jacob Hansberger has responded, Cher, rethink this, please.
Yeah, so there's a lot of negativity towards this idea.
Yeah, most of it's coming at Biden for his age.
Yes. And that's what I was going to say, because I think that's the problem here. If she had put someone else besides Biden running with Beto, everyone would be on board.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, Beto hasn't been in the Senate. He hasn't been in the House yet.
Right.
So I think he would probably be seen as too young to be running for president, too inexperienced. But he is great.
Okay,
if you don't know anything about him, check him out. He's great. And Cher obviously loves him.
Cher loves him. And look, whilst the majority of people have spoken out about this not being a great decision, what with this being Cher's Twitter feed, we have responses like this. My personal favorite, Aunt Fernie, has responded, Dancing Queen 2, 2019.
I see the connection. Do you see? I see that.
I see what's happened.
It's dancing emoji queen 2.
Yep.
And then a year. So she's actually even formatted it, or he has formatted it like this. But it's not.
And we already know that we're getting the album.
Yeah.
Aunt Fernie.
So.
But really, it's the end of the year, Justin. We can forgive a few people for missing the mark.
Yeah, I'll forgive all of these people.
Don't say that so quickly.
You're right. Here we go.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So the next tweet we're going to talk about is from December 13th, and it's very exciting. Cher says, coming back to Europe and Great Britain after all these years, confetti emoji, guess you could call it the Cher Show. Here we go again, confetti emoji. Tickets go on sale all over Friday. Later, sunglass emoji.
Woo! Woo! This is the next big piece of news for this
so
week.
So exciting.
She's going on tour in Europe and Great Britain like people have asked.
Yeah. People have been wanting this. She did a New Zealand, Australia tour. She did a U.S. tour. People want her in Europe. They want her in Europe.
People are very, very happy about this. Annette, hashtag ShareCrew, has responded, come to Europe after so many years. We heart emoji you.
That's right. Shara Korn, who we know about and is obsessed with Cher, has all in caps screamed, thank you so much for coming to the Netherlands. You made my dream come true. And then a slew of heart face emojis and cry emojis. So she's real mixed. She's sobbing with glee.
She's had a day.
She is so happy.
This is the peak for a lot of people. Sean Chang has responded, can you please turn back time to before the Brexit vote or all of 2016 for that matter? Hashtag all I want for Christmas.
Yeah, I wish. I actually really wish, Sean, because that's a freaking mess.
What a great time that was.
I love Thomas Gorski, though, at Gugek86.
Yes.
Who says, I'm in Hamburg and maybe in Munich. Heart emojis. Now, he's not saying I'm coming to see you in Hamburg and maybe Munich.
No.
He is in
Hamburg. But also maybe
and
Munich.
Maybe Munich. And maybe Munich.
Now, Justin, you asked me before whether or not it was possible to both write a screenplay and an autobiography at the same time. Yes. Yes, by folding space and time over on itself. This is how we get people being in Hamburg and maybe Munich at the same time. It's also how we get frozen hot chocolates.
Yes. So Germany has folded in on itself. And Thomas Gorski is tweeting as he walks through the void. I'm in Hamburg and maybe in Munich.
This is unrelated to Cher's tweet. It could be
Thomas is just desperate for help. Can someone help me?
I'm in a void.
I don't actually know where I'm at.
I'm pretty sure I'm in Hamburg. I might be in Munich as well. Parts of this void remind me of Tokyo.
I think there's other places folding in. I'm not sure.
This could be 1998. This could also be Tuesday. I don't know anymore.
But I do know that I'm in Hamburg and maybe Munich.
And then I have reception here.
Thank God.
Who should I tweet?
Someone help me.
Oh, I'll tweet Cher. Of course.
Michael Jones also replies at the Jones My. If wishes were horses. Now.
Yeah.
When we first put this in, we did not know what this meant.
No idea. I still have no idea. Okay. If wishes were horses.
So I looked it up, and what this means is, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. That's the phrase.
Okay.
So it's a proverb and nursery rhyme first recorded in about 1628 in a collection of Scottish proverbs, which suggests if wishing could make things happen, then the most destitute people would have everything that they want.
So is he saying he owns a horse?
I actually don't know what he's saying. He's just quoting some proverb.
Okay. I see what's happened. So he's remembered a proverb, and he happened to have been on Twitter, and he's gone, oh, I remember this proverb.
I gotta get this out.
I gotta tell Cher about this.
Yeah, she needs to know.
Yeah.
Well, I think it sounds like he's saying, I wish this would happen, but you know what? I don't know what he's saying. Okay. I try to think about it, even knowing what the proverb means, and I don't actually know what his intent is here. And it makes me angry. It makes me frustrated and it makes me angry.
How
I don't know what he's saying.
How have you survived 28 episodes of this podcast?
Constant rage. I'm in a constant state of rage.
This is pretty stock standard.
Yeah. So if anyone knows what that means in this context, please chime in.
Help.
And let us know, because I do not know how this is supposed to be interpreted. If wishes were horses.
Well, they're not, Michael. Wishes are wishes, and horses are land animals, yeah, mostly used for farming.
Also, it's happening. So it doesn't matter if you're wishing for it to happen, yeah, or not. It's happening.
The
it's
time,
actually
the
happening.
The time for wishing is past.
Yeah, it's done.
This is
it's
it.
Going. Action. Cue the roll.
Roll the tape.
Roll. Go.
Play sound. Feedback.
From the top.
Go.
Now.
Action. How many times?
Follow the follower.
And now, Justin, for the final time this year, follow the follow-up. Are you in fact ready for this?
I'm absolutely ready.
Our follower this week is Jason Dill at Hello, it's Dill.
Can I just stop you right there, Andy?
Yes, you may.
I already love this follower. His name is Jason Dill.
Mm-hmm.
As in Dill Pickle.
Yep, yeah.
And his handle is Hello, it's Dill.
Yep.
I love it.
It's unassuming, isn't it?
It's real unassuming. I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't know what's about to happen.
Well, strap in, Justin.
Yeah, tell me about him.
Jason's profile reads, Nashville Predators hockey, Chargers football, hashtag bolt up, hashtag fight for each other, hashtag BBN, pizza, Xbox, and a badass husband. And I stream sometimes, hashtag mixer.
Yes, and he lives in Kentucky.
What a wonderful place to live.
I love it.
I love it. I love him as well. I love that he's a gamer. From what I get from this is that he's a gamer. He's full on into hockey and football.
It's a lot of sports. And if you look at his Twitter feed as well, it's a lot of sports.
I would say, Justin, it is 95% sports.
I would say it's 99% sports.
Yeah. It
is. Yeah. So much sports.
It is 99% sports. Do you know what the other 1% is, though?
I do, Andy, and I love it.
It is specifically asking Cher, add me on Xbox.
Yeah, so he has an Xbox.
Yeah.
What he doesn't have
is Cher.
Is Cher on his Xbox.
On his Xbox.
So he tweets, at Cher, Cher, add me on Xbox. That's 10 hours ago, Andy.
Correct. Now, I did some sifting, and I went all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
Justin, Jason has requested Cher add him on Xbox 12 times.
Of course he has.
Of course he has. Since 2016.
Now, Jason, you probably don't listen to this podcast. But if you did, I think there's one essential truth that you would realize, and that is there is no way Cher has or knows how to operate
an Xbox.
It's not possible.
It's not.
Barely an iPad is what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
Not because she's inept. It's just she doesn't do well with technology. She admits it. She doesn't have time. She's a big diva. She has other people to do her computering,
yeah,
for her.
She's busy touring the world, releasing albums, recording new albums, writing books, directing biopics,
coming up with new presidential pairings,
and maybe or maybe not designing her own swag.
Possibly 100% yes. She doesn't have time. There is no time in this woman's life for an Xbox.
Yeah.
Even if she knew how to play Xbox.
Even her own Xbox. Just, what makes you think that Cher is an avid Xbox player?
It's just so absurd. It's such an absurd idea to be like, Cher, can you add me on Xbox? And actually, realistically, hope and expect it to happen.
This is the thing that I adore the most about any of this. For the past 2 years, Jason has asked Cher to add him on Xbox, has asked her 12 times, and has asked no other celebrities.
No, and why would you?
Why would you?
He just wants Cher. And can I point something out?
Yes,
this is
please.
Something I love about Jason Dill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you said earlier, and I stream sometimes.
Yes.
What does that mean? You might be asking. Well, he's on Mixer. If you know what Mixer is, if you go to Mixer.com, basically what it is a place where you can live stream your video game playing.
Right. Okay.
Right? So you can stream a game that you're playing, an experience that you're having, and viewers can watch you play video games. All which right. It's a very which is common thing.
It's
fine.
Yeah, that's what people do.
That's what people do.
That's
it's
how
very
PewDiePie
popular.
Got famous on YouTube.
Exactly. Got yes. It. So that's fine. But it's not just that. It's his handle on Mixer that is my favorite.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Do you know what his handle is on Mixer, Andy?
No, I don't.
It's Triceratops. He loves Cher
fuck
so
me.
Much. His username is Triceratops. I love it. It's so cute. And reading this
well
bio,
done, Jason,
I would never have expected this person to be like, I gotta have Cher on Xbox. I'm gonna stream. My username is Triceratops.
I feel like what's happened is Jason has come up with what is arguably the best pun in all of history.
Mixes his two favorite things, Triceratops and Cher.
Yeah.
Boom.
Triceratops. And has gone, well, this is wasted on regular players. I need Cher to be aware of this.
Yeah.
So for the past 2 years, Jason has just been trying to get Cher to follow him on Xbox.
Yes.
So she can see the world's best pun involving
he
her
wants
name.
Recognition.
Yeah.
Just tell her your handle, Jason. Just say like, hey, follow me on Xbox, Triceratops. I'm Triceratops on Mixer. Watch my games.
Yeah, you can do...
Actually, that's a better idea. You know she doesn't have Xbox.
Mm.
You just know.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's assumed.
Never met the woman 100% sure she does not have Xbox.
I can make several assumptions about Cher without ever having met her.
Yeah.
Doesn't own an Xbox, has never flown a plane.
Correct. Now, what she probably does have time to do between, you know, going from hotel to the stadium when she's just like relaxing and getting ready for her gig is get online.
Yeah.
We know she's online a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I know.
Yeah.
Without ever having met her.
Even when she's in the studio, we are aware she is online.
Yeah. She tweets.
She tweets.
Nonstop.
She does not stop.
What she probably would do, Jason, is watch your stream.
Tweet
more
your stream.
More than join Xbox is she would watch your stream. If I had to say what's more likely.
Yes.
I still don't think it's going to happen.
I think.
But it's more likely.
I mean, or you could just, it's been 2 years and you've tweeted her 12 times.
And gotten nothing.
You could go the Gary Scarborough route. And he was our friend that has all the Bob Mackie dresses and the mannequins.
Yes.
So you could go that route and tweet her 10, 20 times a week.
And just the same tweet.
The exact same tweet.
But you got to mix it up. That's what he did. He had something different to say every time. It wasn't the same request.
It was very similar, Justin.
It was very similar, but different.
Yeah. So what you want to do, Jason, is say like, Cher, add me on Xbox, or Cher, check me out on Xbox, or Cher, here's a link to my Xbox,
or Cher, watch me play Xbox,
Cher, use your vision to enjoy my Xbox.
I'm Triceratops.
I am open with that. Start with that. Start with
definitely
Triceratops.
Lead with Triceratops.
That
because that is amazing. I love it.
Yeah, and like I started off being like, oh, Jason Dill. But now that I know that Jason has created the world's best pun, I'm fully on board.
Yeah, Jason Dill, you're my favorite person.
And Cher may not have noticed you.
But
we
have. Certainly have.
Yes. So that is it.
That's it.
For the
last
year.
Last one of 2018. Yay.
Thank you so much Justin, thank for joining
you.
Us.
Thank you, Andy, for joining us.
Me.
Justin.
Me, and us. The other personalities.
We are very happy you're here.
I've cloned myself, and I just filter. It's just a couple of Andys a week that come
it's
in.
It's actually me and a bunch of Cher mannequins.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
No wonder I'm terrified every time I come to the studio.
That's why I look so different every time.
I'd also like to thank very much Dan Gregg, our amazing producer,
yes.
for starting us and for sticking by us and for being wonderful.
Yes, and we have a lot of really exciting things coming in 2019 that we can't tell you about right now because it's secret.
I'm writing a book about the podcast and I'm filming a movie about it at the same time.
And I have presidential candidates lined up. Go Biden and O'Rourke. A winning team.
I can't wait till Bento gets up.
Bento?
Beto.
Jesus.
I know nothing about American politics.
As always, please follow us on the socials, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook at Share and Retweet.
And don't forget to like and review us on whatever podcast app you listen to us on, be
yeah,
it
no
Apple,
judgment.
Spotify. Yeah, you do what you want.
Yeah.
There's one on Chrome. There's one on Safari. There's one on Apple.
Sure.
I don't know.
You don't know what you're talking about anymore. I know that.
Yeah, but the biggest thank you we have to say is thank you to everyone that has been listening to us this year.
Yes, thank you so much. We could not be here and would not be here without you fine people.
Yes.
So happy holidays.
Merry everything.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Goodbye.